This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the podcast. How's it going?
Good.
Oh, good.
Great. I was answering.
I know you were. How are you doing at home?
Could be better.
Yeah. Not bad. Okay, yeah, come on in. Thanks for joining us. This is the podcast. You know it. Or possibly you've just Googled this particular topic and you've chanced here, in which case, come on in.
It's called How to Break Up with a Friend, and we're going to do that. But also, we do every week a different how-to. Hey, if you want to listen to them all in one go, we have an audio book on Audible called Nobody Panic. We also have a book if you want to read it, this sort of stuff with your eyes.
If you like it, have a go. If you don't, no bother. Listen.
Yes, How to Break Up with a Friend. Because also as well, there are so many films. I'm not saying it's a relationship breakup's easy, because it's really not. But it's at least you have like a blueprint. You know, like, oh, like you've seen Bridget Jones. Or you see, oh, it's a very old reference there. But you've seen like so many TV
the
shows.
The Wedding Singer.
Break up. The Wedding Singer. A Christmas Carol.
Famously. In The Wedding
Charles
Singer.
Charles Dickens.
There's probably one in Charles Dickens where he's like, oh, I guess this is fine, this relationship. And then afterwards she's like, wait, this isn't love? And then she gets rid of the banker and she goes off with The Wedding Singer. You know, you're so
right.
Like,
oh, yes. And it's very like you kind of, there's lots of stuff in pop culture about breakups. So even though it's the worst, there also is lots of literature, lots of ways to kind of find your way. Whereas breaking up with a friend, in those same books, films, in fiction, in whatever, the best friend is always like, always the one there. Like, they're always there. Like, you don't actually see many films where it's like, actually, we don't work as friends. And then they just don't hang out anymore. The friends are actually always there at the end.
You never see it. You never see it. Where was it ever discussed? Only ever once. The Fox and the Hound. And then we never discussed it again because it was so intensely traumatic. So I think it's like we don't, and always it's this thing of being like your friends will be there for you and you forgive them and you take them back and oopsie, they fucked up your entire life, but not to worry, they can stick around. And I think it gives us a very poor sense of when to identify when a person isn't actually very good for you, and therefore you need to be like, oh, actually, I don't have to hang around with this person anymore. This doesn't have to happen. You have this idea of being like, well, we've got to be BFFs because we brought the necklace when we were age 8. And so he says BFFs forever, forever, you know?
Most of my friends actually have a group of friends and they've been friends for like decades. Pretty much all of them, it's quite a toxic setup or it's quite difficult. And it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be friends. But there's an element of like, we must do everything together that maybe would be better if it was just a bit more like chill. You can take a break from it and it can be difficult. And if you actually are finding that those people are not good for you, it's actually kind of impossible to identify that because you're like, well, they're of course good for me because they're friends.
Mm. Before we really get in there and we unpick it and we address how you break up, how you get out of there, how you gently extract yourself from the relationship, what is your adult thing this week?
Well, long-time listeners of the podcast will know that I got into coffee, let's say, with a bang, and I became that person that I hate who's like, oh, I don't think about my coffee. For about 2 months, I was like, oh, God, I have a coffee every day. I've now switched to decaf because I realised it wasn't good for me. And it was also meaning that I was like, absolutely wired for the first half of the day and then asleep for the second half of the day, or just very bad at whatever I was doing for the second half of the day. So that's good. That's an adult
what
thing.
A roller coaster.
I
so
know.
You got into coffee, like, got briefly addicted, you've had to come off coffee. That's the end. Thank you, Stevie, for sharing it.
Thank you.
Coffee.
I'm Stevie, and I will always be a coffee addict.
Well done. Mine is, I've got two planters planted up. Can you believe that? It is an old wooden ammunition box. I've planted it up and it's got like some ivy bits. It's got different things. So it was actually very grown up of me. I was escorted to the garden centre by my mother and we bought all the right gear. And what I do is I just buy flowers when I pass them on the street that like, as in growing flowers that just look nice in the moment. And then obviously I get them home and they die. My mum was like, well, you're an idiot. Obviously you need to buy them on their way up, you know, rather than at their peak.
Up.
This is what's going to come into flower in the next couple of weeks and you need to plant them all together and you have to like know all this stuff. But I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Pocahontas.
Fine.
So in tune with nature.
Right?
My God.
So
she knows every rock and tree and river has a life, has a spirit, has a name.
Exactly.
That's Debbie Coates.
That's Debbie Coates. And then so she pointed to this plant that I was like, that is the deadest looking shit I've ever seen. And then she was like, yeah, but look at its photograph. This is what it's going to become. And I was like, I don't believe you. She was like, well, I know every rock and tree and river and its name. So I'm telling you that if you plant this, it will grow into something colourful and nice. And it has. She was right. Anyway, I felt very, very grown up. I've never planted anything properly up. I get drunk in the middle of the day and I buy, you know, something, a nice looking pot or whatever.
Get pissed by a pot.
Who among us hasn't done that? But now, oh, baby, every time I look at them, I think, wowee.
Well, congratulations, but unfortunately, I'm going to break up with you.
Oh, are you? Why?
Well, I don't think, let's not go into the why, but let's just start.
I actually think why is not pretty important, don't you think?
You know what? Yeah. Well, because I thought we'd just do the breakup, because we've also got an excellent episode on how to identify toxic people in your life, which I would direct you to.
First step, you've got to go there. But don't you think that when you then begin the breakup, you owe it to the other person to also say, if politely, to say a perhaps a no.
100%. So yes, you are so right. I thought you wanted me to then go through all the reasons as to how to identify a toxic person. But you know, what you're saying is very succinct and apt. What you're saying is, when you go into this, you've got to go in with a clear mind. And by that, I mean, you're not like, you've not got one shoe on and it's 4 a.m. in like some club called like Honko.
Honko Revolution.
Look, I've been out a lot recently and I'm telling you now, they're all called things like Honko, there's Bonko, there's Conko, and they're the clubs. And you're screaming at each other and then you're like, this is it! Like, that's not the... Of course, no one means to do that. But what I'm saying is, when you are actually going to break up with somebody, you have a friend, you have to treat it with the respect that you would hopefully treat like a relationship. Sometimes more so, because you may have been with this person or in the sphere of this person for longer. And I think the problem is that people don't. They just ghost, or they drift apart, or they just never speak again, or they just realise they haven't seen them each other for like 5 years. Or there's like a huge, horrible argument and no one knows what to say, and then that's the end. It's like, okay, well, that could be one way. But also, who among us has not had a friend where you're like, this is actually making me feel sad. This is a hard thing to go through. Whenever they go, hey, are you free on Friday? You go, oh, aloud when you're looking at your phone. Don't have anything in common anymore, but I've got to go to a birthday. I've got to go to a hen do. I must. And you're like, we have a finite time on this planet. We need to start realizing we're all adults, and also, you're not the only person that person sees. They will have a whole litany of other friends. If you're finding it hard, they're probably also sensing some tension. Maybe you're doing them a fave before you go full, like, I just can't be friends with you anymore. I feel that you've got to try all the options. You know, can you boundary set? Can you be like, okay, so this person I thought is my sun, my rock, my ride or die. Maybe I start seeing them as somebody who's like, it's really fun to go for drinks with a bit. And you might find, and I've literally got people like that in my life where I was incredibly close. For whatever reason, it wasn't nice for either of us. And now they're like my fun drinks pal, and we go and have drinks. It's really nice. And I don't talk to them about really deep personal things. I don't ask them for loads of advice. I don't cry on them because I don't need to, because I've got other people for that. Often you can rely on like one person for everything or two people for everything. But, you know, we are community animals, are we not, Tessa? You're very, you know,
are good we
about
not?
The history of the human anthropological journey. Like we rely on a whole community to help us out. So
absolutely. Takes a village.
Takes a village of friends. So that was my first thing that I want to say, is just that like a breakup is an extreme thing to do with a friend, but also important thing to do. But there are other options before you get to that breakup. Mm. Not ghosting, but Casper the Friendly Ghosting, which we refer to in our book, which is where you just sort of take your foot off the gas a little bit, because it's just, you're not ignoring them, but you're just like, maybe you're not as free as you were, say, see what happens. You know, maybe that is actually enough. Maybe it's just that you were seeing each other too much. If all of these things don't work, we're talking breakup. And as Tessa says, you've got to know going in clear-headed exactly why. Not that you have to maybe lay out in detail all of those reasons, but for yourself, you have to know exactly why.
Not only for you to like make sense of it and know what it is and like this is why it's happening, but for the other person, if you do just never message them again or you simply drift apart, they will come up with so many reasons that are not the correct reason. And
yes,
they will absolutely tie themselves in so many knots about it. And to you, it might be so obvious. You went through this thing together. They behaved in this way. They know what they did. And you don't want to speak to them again. Thank you. And to them, they have no recollection of that whatsoever. And to them, they were just like, we went out on Tuesday and then I never spoke to them again. I don't know why. And so, and then they come up with all these different things. And I know it's because a friend of mine had a very best friend at university. And she was a girl. He was a boy. What more can I say? Nothing romantic. And then he got this very intense girlfriend and she wasn't allowed to see him anymore. And then even when this couple got married and everybody else in their friendship group was invited to the wedding and she wasn't. And it became a really big thing for her. And every time I saw her, it would sort of come up in some way of like, you know, this is, you know, what can I do about it? I don't know why it happened and I don't know what it is. And I guess I pissed off the girl and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, I think you're sending yourself insane. And I think you need to ask him and yes, just say, what is the reason? And so she sent this well-worded message that was like, hello, totally understand that our friendship has, you know, that we're not really friends anymore, but it would really mean a lot to me if you could tell me why. Mm. And he replied with, after like several weeks, and clearly he and the new wife had written this thing together, and there were three reasons, and each one was more insane than the one before. And
oh my
they
God.
Were so funny. It was like, December 2014, you wore the same outfit as Melanie to this party. And when Melanie asked you to change, you didn't change.
Because I was expecting something big like, oh, I was in love with you or something.
No. They were like,
so it was
the most
mad,
tiny, pettiest, smallest things you can imagine.
God.
They were like, during this group photo in 2017, you put your arm around Brian in the middle of the picture. Like it was this. And then when she read it, she laughed and laughed and laughed. And then she was like, oh my God. Okay. Well, good luck with your life. You two have gone mad. Okay. I can be free. And it was like, oh, brilliant. It's not really anything I did. It's you. This is on.
Yes.
This is your decision. Okay. And it was like, so I think the why is so, so important, because otherwise, honestly, there'd be times she would wake up in the night sometimes and like, and this, and would come and be like, do you think it's this? And like, she would invented so many things, and she just went over and over and over everything she'd ever done. And it turned out, wore the same dress as Melanie in 2014. So it's like, you gotta be honest and open. And the more that you can be honest through this, like you owe it to the end of this friendship just to be like, unless the person is like, listen, you fucked Brian and Brian's my husband. And then
yes,
it's like, I think we all know what you did. But even then, let's all say it together. Yeah, you fucked Brian.
We fucked Brian. We all fucked Brian.
Like, even if it's like, I never want to speak to you ever again, but let's be all clear, this is the reason why. It's the lying, it's this, it's whatever. And it's like, it's just so healthy for both of you, even if the other person's done a bad crime. It's important. Just everyone's like, there's no grey area here. This is black, this is white, this is what's happened. We're moving forward.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Naming it and knowing the reason means that the first stage is not even breaking up. It's like having a talk. It's being like, let's just say there's been a lot of drama recently with you and a friend. And whenever you drink together, you tend to like argue or something. Doing a sort of like, it's been really chaotic recently. I don't know if you've noticed, whenever we go out, we get drunk and we scream at each other or we have all these arguments or it just feels tense or whatever your kind of reason is, to then open it up to be like, do you feel this as well? Like, is this just me? Am I going crazy? And then that gives them the opportunity to say, oh yes, I feel that too, or no. And then you're like, okay, so you're going to play that game, right? Moving on to DEFCON level two. But like, there is always a way to solve these things before you then be like, I must break up with you, because it is quite, it's weirdly, and it shouldn't be, but it is quite a jarring thing to sort of like, you know, take a friend for coffee and break up with them. You don't hear about it very often, do you? Because it's, we don't do it in our culture very often. You know, people who've written in and sort of asked us about these sorts of things have said it's been a breakdown of communication. So then the best thing to do is to try and open those communication levels. I had a friend recently, we've got very different lives, like completely different lives. That means that you can drift apart. And then sometimes I have felt bad, or she's sort of lashed out a little bit, obviously, you know, made like comments like, you know, oh, you've picked up the phone. You never pick up the phone, or you know, little things that you're like, okay, now this is getting it. This is actually gonna teeter over into toxic if we don't sort this out. And I didn't want to, because I was a bit like, oh, I don't want to feel bad at it. But I went and we had lunch, and she was talking about all this stuff that had been happening in her life, and I was like, oh my god, right? So you've been absolutely stressed out of your mind over the last few months, and that's why that maybe we haven't connected. And actually, both of us have taken a step forwards rather than taking a step back and been like, you know, let's talk more, let's hang out more. And actually, I've rediscovered the friend that I had, that it's so nice to be like, oh, I just feel great now. Like, she can come around and she can like dog sit and she can do, like, she's so great. But it's so easy to go. It's quite scary how easy it would have been to have just let go and gone, like, we're not the same people, bye. And sometimes that is the case, but sometimes you've just got to ask them, like, what's going on? Why are we fighting every time we get drunk? Me and this friend don't do that, but like, why are we fighting every time we get drunk? Why aren't you talking to me anymore? Why don't you want to hang out as much anymore? Why do you feel the need to make you've been a bit critical recently of me, like, in front of people, and it makes me feel a little bit sad. Like, there are so many ways of saying things that aren't like, you're being a bitch and it's not fair. Like, there are so many ways of saying things in like a nice way, as long as all it takes is the biggest thing, which is to swallow your own pride, so that you don't go like, fuck you, to go like, okay, I'm going to enter this. See yourself as like, you're going to enter this like a sort of magical, mystical being that is like a wise elf being like, and now we're going to sit. Because then if they can't meet you, then you can walk away from that being like, I have done everything I can. This is on you now. So now I'm not going to be your friend anymore. And then you, when you look back, you won't feel that horrible guilt of like, could I have done more? Because you'd be like, I literally did everything. I'm desperate for you to not break up with your friend. But I think like, that's just the level one.
Yeah, I often think a breakup is a big and very permanent step in a friendship. And it doesn't have to be
unless it's been true crimes. Like, I don't think that it has to be permanency. It can just be like a downgrading of friendship from, you know, yes, BFF to simply F. Even when you were, and this is how like entrenched it is, even when you were doing your impression of a magical, calm, mystical elf, you still went for, you are really critical of me in public. And then you follow up with, and this is how I feel about it. But it's like, it's exactly that of being like, I sometimes get, I feel very defensive when you use phrases like that, rather than being like, you've done this. And even so, it's so hard to do, even when you like try your absolute best to be like, these are just my I statements. This is just how I feel. I'm not accusing you of anything.
That's and yet, a great tip.
And then out it comes. I feel like this. Yeah. It's just, and then they can't really argue with that. Whereas if you say to me, you are really critical of me in public, I would say, fuck you, no, I'm not, or whatever.
Right.
Whereas if you're like, I and I know this is me just being oversensitive, but I always get a bit sensitive when there's jokes about this, and then it's like, there's nothing the other person can do about that because you've said how you feel.
Yeah, they can't go, no, you don't feel like that. Whereas they can say, no, I haven't done
that.
That's a really good point,
but
yeah.
And that's the thing, like, it's so, you know, we both know it, we preach it all the time, and yet it's so hard to actually, like, put it into practice. And that's why, and also, like, you've got to go into these things with, like, as much space and time, and maybe this is like a long walk and you bring up, you know, these things, yeah, not a sort of, you're about to go, not at the party, not in the bathroom at the party, not as you're on the last step of the tube. Once I burst into tears and said, you've been really horrible recently, and got off the tube. Pointless. What did that achieve? Did that achieve? You know, and I...
Well, because it's frightening. So it's frightening.
So you wait till
things.
You're like, it's Marble Arch now. Goodbye.
You wait until Marble Arch. You have to let them have that, say their bit too. And that's the hard part. Because also you don't want to hear it. Like, you don't want to hear someone go... Because also, especially if it's something like... Well, personally, it would be with me. I wouldn't want to hear it because I'd be frightened of hearing it, because I'd be like, well, what if they say like, well, yeah, because you're no fun, or like, because you are stupid or whatever. And I'd be like, oh, God, you know, you don't want to give any oxygen to anything that you've been struggling with, because you don't want to hear maybe the thing that you probably need to hear, which is that your friend doesn't respect you, or your friend. And they're not going to say, I don't respect you. But often toxic friendships are not as simple as, oh, one person's just like behaving a bit weird. It's often a very deep thing. It could be like they're jealous of your job. It could be you're jealous of their job. It could be like they're jealous of your lifestyle. You're jealous of theirs. It could be as deep as, yeah, they fundamentally just, they like you, but they just think you're a bit of a joke. Like, and that sounds really like, what? But like, I've actually had friendships where like I've had to stop and sort of set boundaries, because I've been like, you just think I'm an idiot. And I've had to have the wherewithal to be like, I don't think I am an idiot. I think you're doing, you're doing me down. And that's only in therapy that I'm able to do that, because otherwise you just go like, I'm a piece of shit. But like, you don't want to hear them say, well, you need to sort your life out, or you need, because it's upsetting. So I can completely understand why you would metaphorically want to shout, you've been very critical, and then jump off a tube, because it's not nice to hear somebody say the reasons why they are being critical of you, because, or like, you've been really horrible to me, because there's a reason they've been horrible to you and you just don't want to know. And it's just like, but also as well, what you said about saying I sentences, I need some space, I've been really sensitive recently, taking it on yourself, you'd be like, well, I shouldn't have to do that when like she's been a bitch. Yeah, fine. But it will help things in the long run. You'll get more information, you'll be able to talk better. And also, people appreciate when you don't accuse them, like I did as Gandalf there. There's a real like subtle difference between being like, maybe like, we need some space, and like, I need some space from you, because no one can then go, no, you don't. Because it's like, no, I do. But then as well, for very bold crimes, it actually is helpful. And I think I've had friends, a couple of friends, where something has been unequivocally quite bad, and I've had to be like, well, I don't want to hang out with them anymore. I can't. And they almost understand that because of the thing that's happened. But I've not ever said it. And then you just let it just sort of eat away at you and them. When you see them in public, you sort of like pretend that it's fine, but it's not fine. And then every time I see them, or they say yes again, like, oh, I can't make that. And you're like, I know why you can't make that, because you're embarrassed to look me in the eye, or whatever, because of the thing that you did, or the thing that's going on, or whatever. And it's this horrible feeling, and it makes me feel so tense and upset, when all I need to do is be like, I think we need a break, because while you continue to do this, we can't be friends in this moment. I'm not saying we'll never be friends again, but I'm saying at this point, it's too tricky for me. So we need some breathing room. And I think if you say that, then it's just, yeah, everyone's on the same page. And it's not a mean thing. It's not said in like a mean way. It's said in a way for both of you. And I think, but it's so hard to do. What I'm saying is, you know, I'm doing a podcast episode saying like how to break up with a friend. I can't do it. Mm. But like,
it's... And why do you think you can't do it?
Because saying the... I think I can do it. I think what I've been thinking is I can't go, I'm going to break up with you. Like I'm equating it to a relationship again, which it's, of course it is a relationship, but it's not a romantic relationship and they are different. Friendships, you don't need to say sometimes, I need to break up with you. You can say, I think we need some space. And that's actually what you're doing. And you can give it more chances than you maybe should with a relationship. And also as well, that might be enough to kind of cause a drift, but then the final level would be, I don't think we can be friends anymore. And I don't think I could do that until I've tried the one below.
I think 100%. I think a big part of this, I think for you, it's like, I don't want it to be the end, you know? I don't want to break up is the truth of the matter. Yeah. I just know that this is like everybody from the sidelines of my life, metaphorical or real, like, obviously just walk away, sister. And you're like, it's actually very hard because I had a nice time with this person. And it doesn't help the more people that you tell, the more that you think it through, the more that you're like, oh God, obviously I should go. And you're like, I don't want to go. And so you don't have to go. It's okay to be like, send a text to be like, if you're brave enough to talk about it in person, to be like, I need some space for these reasons. Here they are, X, Y, Z. And I'm not saying this is forever, but this is certainly for the foreseeable while this thing is happening or until we, you know, are in a better place or whatever. And they're like, just to be, you know, because otherwise if you don't communicate, it just, there's rot forever until there's nothing good there. Whereas if you can just like clean break, we're out, we drain the boil, we, you know, and maybe we can heal again and we can have a new friendship out of it, but we don't, nothing's going to grow on this like pus riddled, you know, friendship where nobody talked about their truths together. And oh my God, going to be like, oh my God, I have to talk about this thing. But then when it's out, oh my God, it's so freeing. It's so light. It's like, now we can build. Now we can be a person. And this isn't just like a big anchor around my neck of being like, what am I going to do about this? And here are all the things I should be doing, and yet I'm not, and blah, blah, blah. So as with always, how many episodes ends with us shouting, communicate? You got to communicate.
Yeah.
Communicate and also your truths.
Don't do the thing that I see people doing sometimes, even at my ripe old age, people doing. You're like, guys, don't drag anyone on social media. Come on. We're bigger than this. We don't need a written visual record that can be consulted again and again of this time, you know, like, just, you don't, like, you don't need to subtweet, you don't need to like do the snarky caption, the very pointed TikTok, we don't need it, or Facebook status if you're my I don't know, grandma. Your behavior in this scenario should be geared around, will I regret this later? How can I leave this situation knowing I've acted and done everything I can impeccably, so that later on I can honestly say that I did all I could to sort of make this smooth, okay, fine.
Drain rather this pus.
Oh, use that fine-pointed needle.
Yeah, did you truly do everything you possibly could, or did you just whack a bandage over it and say, I tried? No, you didn't. Get your cards on the table, see where you can go from here, and be honest. And the amount of times the other person will be surprised to discover your truths. So if there is somebody in your life that when you've been listening to this, you've been thinking, uh-oh, that's what I'm thinking about. Susan.
Oh, Susan, how did you know?
Yeah, I hope some of this is helpful. I hope some of it inspires you to be very brave and to do a little bit of dissection on some of your relationships that aren't serving you right now. Be like, okay, what does this say about me that I get so defensive when this person calls, or what is it? What's going on? And also, I think take into account that like we've been through something pretty rough, and everybody
said the other day,
pretty crazy.
Tessa said the other day, like, I showed her a WhatsApp my friend sent me, and I was like, what does this mean? And Tessa was like, every WhatsApp I'm getting from my friends at the moment is crazy. And we were talking about this on the podcast a few months ago when everything opened back up again. We were like, oh, people are being socially insane, ha 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 ha. And it's just continued for like 6 months. It is wild. Everyone's neuroses has dialed up to 100.
You know, be there to be like, hey, kid, I'm feeling pretty wild.
Okay?
How are you feeling? And then talk it through and then be like, yeah, this was good, but I'm going to give us a little bit of space because I need to deal with my wild shit. And you, it seems like you need to deal with some of that. And but don't just go into the woods without saying why, you know, without saying it. Because otherwise the other person, you're going to go great, they're going to go great, you're going to carry that with you forever. Communicate and cut yourself a break because, you know, friendship be hard. Friendship does be hard, you know.
Thank you so much, Tessa. That was, I found that very helpful. Small therapy session halfway through, as it always is. And I hope you at home found that helpful. And please do follow us at Nobody Panic Pod. And if you have any episode suggestions, nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm at Tessie Coates. She's at Stevie M. But the S, hold on to your hats. It's a 5.
What? News to me. Thank you so much for listening. We really, really appreciate it. We've also got a Patreon that if you want to support the podcast and help us keep doing it, we would love for you to sign up. We've got some fun stuff for Patreon subscribers. I don't know any of the jargon and I'm so sorry, but like, we're there and it's a lot of fun. And see you next week for more Nobody Panic.
See you next week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.